thank the Parnas HaShavua for sponsoring the Shir. Should be a schuser for Shlaim from Michal Ben Shalamis, for Shlaim Soshacha Yisrael, and also Shiva for Shlaim for Brian Delaya, plus Yehudis Ariella. Okay. From page Lamed Aleph, Das HaSfiris, Mayim Rebeis, HaSeres HaSfiris. Everybody should keep in mind that the Sefer is entering in very gradually and at a most basic and elementary level to a world that everybody that's here has some familiarity with, but it's important that we get the Yesodos down very, very clearly so we can go step by step, move over time, Mitzvah Hashem, in our learning of Pnimius HaTorah. But the Yesodos are so important. And I don't want to supplement with outside things, but to just learn simple and kaseda. So the makor of the Aseres HaSfiris. Where do we first hear about the metzias of the Aseres HaSfiris, or the ten spheres? B'mayim ezeh nevoyeh inyanim muhusam shel Aseres HaSfiris. We're going to learn the inyan, the muhus, what are the Aseres HaSfiris? What are the ten spheres? Okay, makar rishon shnema by inyan haspheres who besef yitzir shemiuchas la'avrom avinu. The first place that we find anything about any mention of the spheres is in the Sefer Yetzirah. Parts of the Sefer Yetzirah are traced back to Avraham Avinu. There are many girses, many perushim on the Sefer Yetzirah, and it says there in the first parak. Mishom Nemar, Eser Sfiras Blima, Eser Velo Teisha, Eser Velo Achadasar. So it says there in the Sefer Yetzirah that there are ten spheres. Blima, the Mepharshim discussed the meaning of Blima, it's based upon a pasuk in Iyov, Tola Eretz al Blima. Blima means something that can't be explained, it's not definable, it can't be. Blima, we can't understand what it is. Eser spheres blima, eser v'leitesha. Eser v'leitesha means 10, not 9. The simple pshat, and that is that there is some discussion about whether or not keser, the highest of the spheres, whether or not keser is actually counted, whether that's counted on the cheshbon v'lo achazasar, and then is the issue of how do we count das? Is das part of the 10, or is it in addition to the 10? We're not going into that now. That's the first place where we find mention of the ten spheres. The Sefer Yetzirah goes on to explain that Blima is also Lashon of Baloim Picha, which means that when we come to this subject of the ten spheres, if you're trying to figure out how did all this come to be, what was before the ten spheres, Baloim Picha means seal your mouth. The mouth is sealed. So blima is also a lashon of closing, shutting. So the part that's higher, we don't know, we don't talk about. But the ten spheres themselves, of course, is what we're going to be learning about. V'nemar v'divrei yom. So we say in davening every day, in Vayivarech David, we say the ten spheres. It's in a number of places, but from Tanakh, we say in the Vayivarech David, L'cha Hashem HaGedula, Gedula is Chesed, V'haGvur, that's Gvur, V'haTiferes, V'haNetzach, they're pretty much the Feirush, V'haNetzach, V'haHoid, and then Kikol B'Shemayim V'Aretz, which is Yesod, we've spoken a lot about why the Midah of Yesod is Kol B'Shemayim V'Aretz, it's that Midah of Tzadik Yesod Olam that is the Kesh that binds together the higher and the lower world. The highest spheres at Malchus. Again, we're going to talk about each one of the spheres separately, but Kikol b'Shemayim v'Aretz is Yesod. L'cha Hashem ha-Mamlocha. Mamlocha is the final sphere, which is Malchus. V'ha-Misnase l'chol rosh. U'posik zeh mukuvin k'neged sheva ha-spheres ha-tachtonos. So this posik is speaking directly, openly, about the seven lower spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. V'ni'af al pi she'esh asar spheres, even though there are ten spheres, meaning the spheres of Keser, Chachma, Bina, Keser, Chachma, Bina, Das. We have the higher spheres of the Meichin, of the intellect, of the mind. However, the spheres that are most directly related to the Hanhaga, that we're trying to understand of how this world is conducted, Heim Sheva HaSfiris HaTachtainas, those are the seven lower spheres, Shekesuvim B'Pasuk Anal, that are in this Pasuk. V'Asholos Sfiris HaRishonas, however, the mind above and behind the lower spheres are, of course, Chachma, Bina, and Das. Heim Nistaros, those are concealed, those are hidden. V'zeh Ke'en HaYachash Ben HaRosh L'Guf, this is like the relationship between the mind and the body. Shaharosh manhig es haguf, where the mind, the brain, is conducting the guf, the body. Umeiv leguf es kol hasagis, and brings all awareness, understanding, activity, and so on to the guf. V'chein gam ken etzem anhages hateva tlui b'sheva hasfiris hatachtainas. So too, when it comes to all worlds, including this, that the actual hanhaga of teva of this world is through the seven lower spheres. Avameal gabeyen yesh sholosh spheres halayonis, but the mind, the brain, behind the seven lower spheres, above and behind the spheres, yesh es sholosh spheres halayonis, are the three higher spheres. Shehem mavilos es hanhagas haolam legilui achduso v'yichudis baruch. That through those higher spheres, the program is directed to move everything towards the revelation of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to Achdus and Yichud Hashem. V'sholosh spheres al yonis hizkir Shlomo HaMelech b'pasuk v'mishlei. We do find references in Tanakh to the three higher spheres of Chachma Bina Das. It says in pasuk, Hashem b'chachma yosad eretz kainin shemayim b'svuna. So that's chachma and bina, that Hashem established the earth with chachma, and kainin also established the heavens with svuna, with bina, and b'daito, and with das, tahimas nivku, the depths were divided and split, and so on. Dainu, chachma, svuna, b'das. Now, Let's look at footnote Aleph and Beis, because we find that when it comes to these three midas of Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Das, we find in the upcoming parashas that they're repeated over and over. In what context? In the Binyan HaMishkan, in the building of the Mishkan. So let's look at footnote Aleph. Omnam, the Mokam HaMikdash, Gam Sholosh Sfiris Halyonis Mezgalos. Even though generally the three highest spheres are Biskasya, they correspond to the first two letters of Yud and Hey of Hashem's name. It's more concealed. Nevertheless, in this world we have a piece of the higher world, and that's the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Davke, in the context of the Binyan HaMishkan and the world of the Beis HaMikdash, we find those higher spheres of Chabad being revealed, being spoken of. Because this world is the lower world, which is really the letters Vav Hey. The concealed world, the Alma Diskasi, are the first two letters of Yud Hey. But the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzias of that of the higher world in this world. It's the place of Yichud Hashem, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, in that context, we find the use of the Midas of Chachma, Bina, and Das, just as we find by creation. Omnam, footnote Aleph, Omnam, the Mokam HaMikdash, Shom HaSholosh Sfiris HaYonis Mezgalos. Therefore we see that by the Mokam HaMikdash, the three higher spheres are spoken of. V'mokam zeh yesh gilui shokol ha'esa spheres. Because the Beis HaMikdash in this world is that place of where there's a bechina of me'ein, what's going to be when Mashiach comes, of Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shmai Echad. Therefore, In that world of the Beis HaMikdash, we have all 10 spheres are openly spoken of. All 10 spheres. K'mo sheherek Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshas Truma. L'var shezeh hatam shebeklei HaMishkan v'HaMikdash hoy es HaMispar Eser. And Rabbeinu B'chai also explains that that's why we find that that in the measurements of the Klei HaMishkan, the number 10 comes back all the time, the number 10. And the 10, that measure of 10, corresponds to the 10 spheres. V'chein b'mishnah ba'avis, and so we find in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Nemar sha'asara nisim nasu la'avoseinu b'migdash. And that's why there were 10 miracles that were revealed that correspond to the 10 spheres in the Mokim HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, is an otherworldly place in this world. V'amaral b'derech Yitzchayim. The Maral didn't write any Sefer Derech Yitzchayim. It's called Derech Chayim. And the Ramchal wrote a Sefer called Derech Yitzchayim. Herech levar ech makbil k'neged aseres hasfiros. They actually both discuss it. Footnote base. Ubnias HaMishkan ha'isek mo tavnis b'riyas ha'olam. And everybody's familiar with the relationship between the building of the Mishkan and the creation of the world. That somehow, in some way, the Mishkan is itself a microcosm of all of creation. Well, hang closer with Bnei's HaMishkan, and therefore we find, when it comes to the building of the Mishkan, that it says, next page, V'amali oisai, v'chochmo u'besfunu u'bedaz. Therefore, when speaking of the great craftsman of the Mishkan, Betzalel, the job description was a person who has Chachma, Bina, and Daz. A person whose human faculties of Chachma, Bina, and Daz are finely attuned to creation. Such a person is the one who is the man for the job when it comes to the Mishkan, to Beis HaMikdash, which is a Gilui of all 10 spheres, including Chachma, Bina, and Daz. Therefore, Bezalel is described as a person of Chachma, Suna, and Daz. K'mosha Shemayim v'aris nivru ayde Chachma, Suna, and Daz. The same way we just saw in Mishlei that creation of the world is described as Hashem using these three midas. The design, the plan, the moichin, the seichel of creation is with Chachma, Bina, and Daz. Kach ha'yitzarach v'b'niyas ha'mishkan. So too, Chachma, Bina, and Das were required for the construction of the Mishkan. They were required for the construction of anything, of any idea, of any even of any emotion. That there's a Chachma, there's a Bina, there's a Das that's behind that. However, particularly when it comes to this is Galus of the Beis HaMikdash, we find it spoken of in an open way. Zemash HaKosa B'Gemara Brachis, Yodeh Hayy B'Tzalel, L'tzaref oisius shenivru behem shamayim v'aretz. The Bezalel knew the secret, the mystery of the letters of creation, which is really what all of Sefer Yetzirah is about. That Hashem created the world with the oisius of the olive bays. That's the subject of Sefer Yetzirah. And that is what forms the basis of not only the creation of the physical world, but the Beis HaMikdash as well, and all that exists. And that's why when we first learned this as kids, that the whole Lamates Melachos, the whole mitzvah of Shabbos, we learn that from the Mishkan. And as children, we always were wondering, like, why is that? Why did Hashem choose the Melachos HaMishkan as the model, or as the sherish, the makar of the Lamates Melachos? We understand that since the world was created with these 39 malachas, these are the malachas of creation, and Shabbos is the shvisa of those, is the refraining from those malachas of creation itself. It's no wonder that the 39 malachas go together with Shabbos. Shabbos is the Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz of creation. And therefore, since the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is itself in this world, the creation of in this world, where the other world meets this world, therefore, Shabbos, the 39 Malachas, are learned out Davka from the Malachas HaMishkan, from building the world. And that's the whole idea of Davka, why it's a Malachas Machsheves. Only the Malacha that's a Malachas Machsheves, Asra Torah. Also that the halachas of kavana, that there's a requirement that there be kavana to perform the malacha, and so on and so forth. All the yesidas of the lamatas malachas go back to the three midas of the intellect, of chachma, bina, das, intent, thought, and purpose. The 39 malachas are malachas daraisa when there's thought, intent, and purpose, because the 39 malachas are the malachas of creation. Creation is with what? Chachma, bina, and das. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is the microcosm of all of creation, Chachma, Bina, and Das, the 39 Malachis, and the building of the Mishkan, the building of the world. Creation is with these 39 Malachis. Okay, back on top, on Lamed Beis on top. Ubi Gemara Brachis, Darshu Pasuk Zeh. So the Gemara Brachis has what would appear on the surface to be a drasha on the pasuk in Divayom, Malachashim, Agdul, Agvur, and so on, a drasha would seem to be unrelated to the 10 spheres. But of course, it's not unrelated, it's the 10 spheres. But the Gemara, Chazal spoke of the 10 spheres in a very coded and very hidden way. But for instance, here's an example of it. The Gemara Brachas, Darshu Pasuk Zelacha, Hashem, Agdul, Zumai, Sebraishis. Fine. Gedula is Ma'ase Bereishis. I think all of us can understand right away that Olam Chesed Yibana, creation, it was the act of Hashem's, came as an act of Hashem's love. Olam Chesed Yibana. Gedula is Chesed. Chesed is Ahava, is love. So that's pretty clear. L'cha Hashem HaGedula Zu Ma'ase Bereishis. So the Gemara says, L'cha Hashem HaGedula is referring to as a hint to Ma'ase Bereishis. That Hashem created the world, it's great, all that Hashem created is, we can't even understand. Adein Cheker. Vagvura, the Gemara says, is what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shnemar v'yayis v'asir aglash v'asashim Mitzrayim, and the ten makas and the destruction of Mitzrayim is Gvura. That's also pretty straightforward, that Gvura means din, and the punishment of the Mitzrayim and so on. Also, it means the separation between Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, which is the Inyan of Din, also of Gevur, separation. Vatiferes zu chama ulevana sheomdu lo liyeshua. And Tiferes is a hint to the sun and the moon, where everything stood still, with that miracle that took place by Yehoshua, Shnemar v'yidayim ha'shemesh v'yereach amad, and so on. That's Tiferes. We'll talk about that more in a minute from the Marasha. V'anetzach zuma palosu sharoimi. And Netzach is the downfall, the destruction of Rome. The nitzochon of the victory over Rome. V'chene oimer, it says in Pasuk, in Navi, in Yeshaya, v'yeiz nitzcham al begodai. That's referring to Edom, to Rome, that their Hashem says that their blood will be splattered all over my garments. Ki yom nakam b'libi, Hashem says, there's a day of vengeance in my heart, that I will take revenge against Rome for what they've done to us. And Hashem describes it in such a way of v'yeiz nitzcham al begadai, that their blood is splattered all over my garments. And the lashon here of nitzcham means victory or netzach. V'ahoyd zu melchemes nachli arnon, in Chumash, Shnemar Al Kain Yomer B'Sefer Melchamas Hashem Ezvav B'Sufa. That's talking about that Melchama with Nachli Arnon when we were on our way to Eretz Yisrael. Ki Kol B'Hashemayim Havarad Zu Melchama Sisra. That's referring to the days of Devorah that we just learned in the Haftarah last Shabbos. Ki Kol two Shabbos ago on B'Shalach. Ki Kol B'Hashemayim Havarad Zu Melchama Sisra. Shnemar with Yael and Sisra. Shnemar Min Shemayim Nilchamu Hakeichovim Min B'Siloisam. That is Ki Kol B'Hashemayim Avaraz, where the constellations, the stars, came to the aid of Am Yisrael. And L'cha Hashemam Amlacha, and the ultimate Gilui of Hashem's Malchus is, as we would expect, Melchemes Amalek. We're coming to Purim. Melchemes Amalek. V'chenu Oimer, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. The hand that is covering Kivyochel Hashem's throne, the Kisei of Hashem's Malchus in this world, is Amalek. Therefore, L'cha Hashemam Amlacha, the Gemara says, is Milchemes Amalek. But Misnase is Milchemes Gog and Magog, and that which ascends above all The ultimate is the war at the end of time with Gog Magog, Chen Oimer, Hinni Yelech HaGog, Nasi, Reish, Meshav HaTevel, which means Nasi, Nisius, Hisnasus, Mecha Hashem, Vahamisnase is Melchem's Gog Magog. So that's the Gemara in Brachas. So the Marsha explains over there, Ubi Armesha. So Shaykh has been Hamayorois Hanal, Klape Kol Svira. The Marsha goes through each of these historical events and how each historical event corresponds to that sphere, and why is it that the Gemara makes this connection between those historical events and the 10 spheres. Mizelushan, these are the words of the Marsha. Mishum da hakosuv sidron kimidosan shem sheva spheres achreinus kisidron. The Marsha explains that the Pasuk in Mishlei, and so on, is in the order of the seven lower spheres, as the Chachmei HaKabbalah explain. And the Gemara is darshening this to teach us how each sphere is responsible for a particular hanhagi in this world that corresponds to that particular sphere, to the nature of that and the function of that particular sphere. Shebekol echad mehen po'al lefi midaso. V'omar ha-gedula. So what is the function of gedula? We understand creation. That's what gedula means. Going out of oneself. Chesed, ahava, olam chesed yibana. So gedula, he midas chesed. So gedula, we understand, is midas chesed. Shemidazun neshava ma'ise breishas. That is the makar of the, on the with the lower spheres. That's the makar of ma'isa bereishis. K'may shakosuf oylam chesed yibana. Ma'isa ladai dehi agedula k'may shakosuf oyse gedolos adein cheker. And Hashem created the world that's called gedula gedolos. Ubamidas hagvura po al yitzias mitzrayim. And what sphere was at work or was revealed, but primarily by yitzias mitzrayim. The dinim that were revealed by the 10 makas. Of course, the 10 makas themselves correspond to the 10 spheres. And each maka with each of the spheres. Shnemar asayad agdoila, v'chulei, gam ki midas gedula, moira al midas chesed gedulel, midachsiv hocha gabiyad, moira mamish al hagavur, sho'ese biyad ubamidas yad. So when Yad is connected to Gedula, Gevura. That's referring to the Midah of Din, the Midah of Gevura, that Hashem is punishing and carrying out Din with his hand. Ubamidas Teferis, Po'al Sha'omdo Chamu Levana, and in the days of Yeshua, that the world came to a stop, the sun and the moon, everything stopped. Why is that Teferis? Shahoylo Yeshua L'Shem L'Seferis B'chol Ha'olam. So Marsha says that this revealed the splendor and the glory and the greatness of Yeshua b'chol ha'olam in the entire world and in all worlds. There's much more to that connection between Tiferes and Yeshua, but we don't have to go into that right now. But Netzach, Zuma Pelosa Shel Edom, the destruction of Edom is Netzach victory, Shnemar, V'yeiz Nitzchem and so on, Demidoso Yisborch, Shenikres, Yinatzeach, V'netzach, Benotzach is Memshelas Edom, Tahenu, Shiazme and Nizcham, Ugrosam, Shahay Lamba Lamaze, that Hashem brought a downfall of Mapala to all of the glory and strength of Rome in this world. So that's Netzach victory. Vumidas Hoyd, the Nisim of Nachle Arnon, Shnemar Al Kain Yerm, and so on, Ezvahav Mufurish, Bereish Pirkin. The Midah of Hod, again, I'm not going to go into discussing each of these miracles. What the Mechaber here wants to do is to show us the Hishtalshlus of the spheres from Tanakh through Gemara, from the Shoresh that we first see really clearly in the Sefer Yetzirah, but through Tanakh and through Chazal, and then into the Zohar Kaddish, into Tikkuni Zohar, and to Kisvei Ari. And Midas Yisoid, Ki Kol B'Shamayim Barashi, Midas Yisoid, Kedasa Mekubalim, Sha'isa Melchemes Sisra, Shnemar Min HaShemayim. And by the Muhammad of Sisra, it says that the war took place from heaven, min ha-shamayim, on earth. So again, connecting Shem Ki Kol ba-shamayim, or it says the Midah of Yisod. The ultimate revelation of Hashem's malchus, of Hashem's kingdom, is ha'isim melchemes Amalek, means the destruction of Amalek, shnema al yad al keis ka, that there is the hand of Amalek that is concealing Hashem's throne, the malchus of Hashem. Hakise mer al ha-malchus, the throne is referring to Hashem's malchus. Lo yesholim, and Hashem's malchus will not be complete, ki yad al keis ka, that Hashem's malchus, the yudke and the vavke, are not going to be fully together until Amalek is destroyed, and then the malchus will be revealed. Ad sheyachris zarish la'amalek la'osid. V'hamisnase that la'osid yisbarach baruch hu yisnase b'kol midos of halalu. That ultimately yisnase means that Hashem will be exalted through His revealing all of these midas. V'machemes goy gemaga, when everything will come together in the final war that will usher in the days of Mashiach. K'moyisha kosev, as it says, v'hisgadalti v'hisgadashti, which is the basis of what we say by Kaddish, Yizkalav Yizkaddish, which is talking about La'asalav, when Mashiach comes, that Hashem's name will be magnified, will be exalted, and will be revealed, Yizkalav Yizkaddish. So that's Misnase L'chol Reish. Misnase L'chol Reish. Yizbarach V'yisnase L'chol L'Reish. And Hashem will be openly revealed, Hashem's presence will be openly revealed before our eyes and to the whole world. Fine. Page Lama Gimel. Now we're going to the sugi itself. Until now it was a little bit the Makarius, now the sugi itself. Aseres ha-sfiris hem shorish hanhogas Hashem yisbarach ba'olam. The 10 spheres are the shorish, the root of how Hashem conducts the world. K'mavur b'gemar brachis le'el, shekol ha-ma'irois ba'olam, k'tanim k'gdolim. The Gemara is using the example of those 10 historical events, those 7 historical events, as a dogma of how the 7 spheres are the koiches that are behind all that takes place in history. But it's not just these great historical events. It means everything that's happening in the world is through the 7, these spheres. Ketanim kigdoilim, hakol nifal v'naseh aydeh aseres ha-spheres. Everything from the greatest to the smallest takes place through the 10 spheres. L'chein, that's what the 10 ma'amoros of creation as well, the aseres ha-dibros, the asamakas, the aseres ha-dibros, all the anhoge of this world. L'chein b'riyas ha'olam ha'isa ba'asa ma'amaris, that's why creation took place through the 10 utterances in Bereshis, Shem Keneged, Aseres Hasfiris, and the ten Vayomers, Bereshis is Nami Maimer, Bereshis is also a Maimer, and then Vayomer Lekim Hiyor, Vayomer Lekim, and so on, each Vayomer. So we have 10 Ma'amaris, the 10 Ma'amaris of creation are the 10 spheres. U'b'maimer Pasach Elio. Now there are some Jews that have accustomed to say Pasach Elio, by Kabbalah Shabbos, by Mincha before Kabbalah Shabbos, and Chabad, they do that in some Sfarad Shekilas, they say, Posach Elio, which is from the Tikkun Zohar, the Hagdom of the Tikkun Zohar, Nehemar, so it says there in Posach Elio. I mentioned the Posach Elio by the Tu B'Shvatish. It says by the Posach Elio, Antu da Pikas Eser Tikkunin, Hashem, you are the one who brought forth these 10 tikkunim, the Karina line, these 10 means of conducting, of fixing, of guiding, of all creation. The Karina line, Esa Sefiran, and you called them 10 spheres. Lan Haga behind Almin Sesimin, Deloyas Galion, Va'almin Disgalion. And through these 10 spheres, you conduct the 10, you conduct all worlds that are hidden, and all worlds that are revealed. Almin Sesimin, Deloy Isgalion, the worlds that are not revealed, Va Almin de Isgalion, and the worlds that are revealed. All is conducted through these 10 spheres. Ubigmar Chagiga Yudbeis Nebar. Again, how Chazal had this Kabbalah, this Mesorah, but they spoke in more coded and hidden ways about the spheres. Ba'asara devarim nivra ha'olam. So the Gemara says that with 10 things the world was created. Asara devarim nivra ha'olam. B'chachma, b'svuna, b'das, b'koach, b'ga'ara, b'gvur, b'tzedek, b'mishpah, b'chesed, b'rachmim. We're not going to go through defining each of them. Trust it's enough. Kosev shom ha'ma'asha, b'chidush ha'gadis. The Ma'asha writes also over there in the chidush ha'gadis. Kefi ha'iyun, she'hein hein, ha'asara devarim da'choshiv ha'ocha, Shabbat Nivraylam Hain Bishmaisayan Kraven Lishemus Esasvirus. We see Masha says the Gemara is alluding to here the 10 Dvarim of creation, the 10 spheres. Sheskimu bem ha-mekubolim, which the mekubolim have a haskama, a kabbalah, the kriyas shmoison with their names, v'heim ha-yud ma'amoros sheshaninu, shebehen nivu'ailam, and these are also the 10 ma'amoros, the 10 utterances of creation, shebehen nivu'ailam, u'maisi b'chachma b'svuna, k'tichsiv, chachma b'chachma yosan eretz, the pasuk in Mishlei, Koinin Shamayim Bisvuna, Chachma Bina, and so on. The fee, Shmais Hasfiris, Kadma, Chachma Lubina. Then in the Seder of the Sfiris, Chachma precedes Bina, and that is alluded to in this Gemara with the Asora Devarim, Nivra Ha'olam. Again, many places in Chazal. The Ramban al Torah Kosa. And the Ramban on Chumash writes at the beginning, Reishis Bor Elokim, the Kavanosim Zu, and the Kavana of this Pasuk, Targum translates Reishis Bor Elokim is Bechachmasa, with Chachma. That's how the Targum translates. So Reishis Bor Elokim, the Kavanosim Zu, Shemilas Reishis Tirmois, the Ramban says that the word Reishis itself is alluding to, is hinting to, Ki Be'eses Sphiris, Nivra Ha'olam, that Hashem created the world with 10 spheres. V'romaz l'sfira ha'nikres chachma shaba yisod kol. And therefore, this is a remez, Bereishis is b'chachmasa, with chachma, that's a remez to the midah of chachma, which is the yisod of creation, the midah of chachma. We're not talking about kesa now. We'll talk about that separately. But the first crossing over into creation, from Ein Sof into creation, is Chachma. And that's why Bereishis is B'Chachmasa, is with Chachma. And the Rabban explains, Ramaz L'Sfira HaNikres Chachma Shabbo Yisod Kol, because this Sfira of Chachma is the Yisod of all creation. Kinyin Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashem B'Chachma Yosad Eretz, He Hatrumah Vehikaidesh Ein Lashir Lamiyut Hezbenus and the Vroimba. This is separate. This is Kodesh holy, and we have very little understanding and inability. It's difficult for us to understand what this is. But the Ramban, it makes it very clear. That's how the Torah begins. The Torah begins with a remez to the 10 spheres, to Chachma. Bereishis Bor Elokim B'Chachma. So the midah of Bereishis, is Chachmasa. Chachma, the first of the spheres. V'chein aseres ha-makis, hem k'neged aseres ha-spheres. And if you want to understand the 10 makis very well, if you really want to understand them, you have to look in the Svarim and to understand how each of the makis is corresponding to the spheres. And to the asar ma'amaris, k'may shakos of ma'aral, and g'vus Hashem, v'oid, the ma'aral says the following, v'oid yesh l'chel adaz gam kein, you also should know, that when Hashem brought the makis upon the Mitzrim, he gave him a makah, and each makah all together, each makah was a part of the world, and all together the 10 makis was Hashem using kol chelkei ha'olam. All of creation was implemented in bringing that downfall of Mitzrayim. All 10 makas. So the Maral says, Kol chelkei ha'olam. Kol chelkei ha'olam is the 10 spheres. Shekamoy shamarnu, shebo aleya makas lamatu lamala b'chol ha'olam. The Maral has a whole arichas there, above, below, in the chol, the space of the world. The Chelkei Ha'olam are 10. The Ra'al says, V'heim Asara Chalokim Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu B'sheishes V'ebreishes. Those who learn Ma'aral know that the Ma'aral very rarely uses the terminology of Kabbalah. The Ma'aral mostly will also use other words, not the words that are found in the Kisvei HaMekubalim. He says, V'heim Asara Chalokim Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu B'sheisis May Breishis. These are the 10 chalokim, which means the 10 spheres. L'kol chelik echad maimer echad b'fnei atzmo. And each chelik of creation is one maimer of creation. He or Yehiraki and so on. Each chelik is a maimer, is a sphere. And that particular sphere was at work in bringing, in revealing that makkah upon the Mitzrayim. And through the makkahs, through the 10 makkahs, the mamorus are going to be revealed and then brought into the Aseret HaDibros by Maimon HaSinai, into the 10 Dibros. L'chol chelik echad maimer echad b'snei atzmo v'heim asara mamorus sh'v'heim bar olamo. That's the morale in Gurus Hashem. And there the morale explains all the makkahs and how they correspond to the mamorus, the spheres, and so on. When there's bar le'el, so we learned that the Aseres HaSfiris, Chalukas L'Sholosh Rishonis V'Sheva Tachtonis. The 10 spheres are divided into two broader parts, general parts, of the three higher spheres that are called the spheres of Moichin, of the intellect, and the 7 lower spheres of Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, and so on. V'Harichu B'Svarim L'Var She'Zeh HaTam She'Va Parshas Ve'era. And the Reb Tzaddik in particular, but other tzaddikim also talk about this. That's why it's interesting how, when we just learned the parashias of the makkahs in Ve'era and Bo, it's odd that the parashias are two different parashias that have the makkahs. Why isn't it? It's one parasha of all the makkahs. So Reb Tzaddik explains, Sheba parashas Ve'era nichtavu sheva makkahs. In parashas Ve'era, We have the seven makkahs of Dam Sevdei and so on. Shem Keneged Chagas Chesed Gevurah Teferes. That's Achad Yisoid Malchus, the lower spheres. And it's here we're going from the lower to the higher to the Sherish to the ultimate clap against the Sitra Ach, the other side, which is Makkahs Bechoris, which is the Reishis, the Bechor, which is the beginning. That's the Midah of Chachma, and therefore we see that in Parshas Ve'era we have 7 makkahs. The 7 makkahs correspond to the 7 spheres of Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisroel, Malchus. And then Parshas Bo, we have the 3 makkahs. The 3 makkahs are Chochma, Bina, and Daz. Shem Keneged, Sholosh, El Yonis. They correspond to the 3 higher spheres, Shoseidu, Mehakal, El Hakavi, because the Seder in destroying Mitzrayim was beginning lighter and going to the stronger. So it begins with Malchus and works its way up to ultimately in a separate parsha, Parshas Bo, there we have the midas of Chachma, Bina, and Daz. Malchus v'chein hala. Top of Lamadal, let's just finish this. V'chein Aseres HaDibros. And so too, the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros, Kosva Akadmoinim, Shem Keneged Aseres HaSfiris. Now, as it's brought down in the note, the truth is that the Kadmonim tell us that all 613 mitzvahs are encoded in the Aseres HaDibros, but there's a reason why Hashem chose to give, Hashem gave 10. That those 10 are somehow the Shiroshim of all of Torah, because the 10, the Aseres HaDibros, correspond to the 10 spheres. V'chein Aseres HaDibros, Kosva Kadmonim, Shem Keneged Aseres HaSfiris. And the Ramban says that Beferish in his commentary in the Sefer Yetzirah. In footnote Dalet, Kosa Ramban, Beferish the Sefer Yetzirah, Elu Asfiris, Ein Poel Asfiris, and Nimshachos Min HaMakar Shepalu Eser Dibros. There the Ramban says Beferish that the Seres HaDibros correspond to the 10 spheres, the 10 spheres are the Sherish of the Seres HaDibros. Back on top, Vahenu, Sheva Seres HaSfiris, Kolul Gilui Shel Hatovel Klai Yisrael. All the brachas, all of Torah, is through the 10 spheres, and that's why Hashem revealed the Torah to us through ten dibros. V'chein Gilui Levaris Hara. So there are two types of mitzvahs by the Aseres HaDibros. There are Asei and there are Los Asei, and that means all the possible toiv of creation, and also Gilui Levaris Hara, and all that will be used in order to destroy evil. L'chein asfiris hem b'mispar eser, and that's why there are 10. Shezek klolus hanhogis Hashem ba'olam. Because it's through the 10 spheres that Hashem conducts the world. B'mispar eser mevate b'kol mokim shleimus. The Maral talks about this in many places. That's why there are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and so on. The 10 is always a number of shleimus. That's why historically all of civilization counted with the number 10. 1, 10, 100. It's only America things got, those measurements were always with the 10 spheres, because the sherish of creation is 10. So therefore all ways of measuring in this world were always in such a way. We didn't have feet and 12 inches and so on. Everything was with 10. She's a millimeter, centimeter, everything is 10. She's a shleimus shel ha'echad biribui. Because the shleimus of one, biribui, in multiple, is when one comes to 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is confusion. And then there's the return to 10. 10 means when something is already b'shleimus. Because that's how Hashem created the world, with 10 mamaris, aseres hadibris, and therefore the number 10 always means kedusha. You need 10 for a minyan. 10 means kedusha. 10 means when something is b'shleimus. That's why a minyan is davka. 10 v'negdashi b'sabin yisrael is 10. 10 is the number of shleimus. It's an entirety. It's when something is complete. That's the number 10. V'chein yesh, sholosh kvutza, shol sholosh, v'zeh k'neged sholosh kavin. We're going to learn how the spheres are divided in Mitzvah in the next year. Baruch Hashem, next Tuesday night, there's another chasna. We have the Hirsch chasna. So I know that. I mean, I'm glad that we're being interrupted by Simchas, but it still hurts that we have interruptions. But soon we're not going to be working anymore. I'm saying it's wonderful that we have Simchas, and Baruch Hashem, we're going from Simcha to Simcha. And we should continue to have Simchas. The happier we are, the better we'll be able to learn.